Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 7th of October. The Recovery of Man. The identity of a person is from the Father and has its origin in creation, but they are not created as a son of God. Every person must be born again by the Word of God to become the son whom the Father predestined them to be. Mankind fell from this predestination when Adam disobeyed God and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They ate of this fruit, endeavouring to become the source of their own life and expression, apart from the fellowship of Yahweh. Consequently, all of mankind was lost to God. Furthermore, the other law was established in the hearts of Adam and Eve, and in every son and daughter of man who would be born after them. They were now dead in trespasses and sins, and in bondage to Satan through the fear of death. Inherent in the offering of the Son and the Holy Spirit, within the covenant of Yahweh, was their desire to recover the sons and daughters of men back to the Father. In response to their offering, the Father sent His only begotten Son into the world so that through Him we might be recovered to the life of sonship that He predestined for us. Through Christ's death on the cross, the whole world was reconciled to God. Now, when a person receives the gospel proclaimed from the cross, they are able to be saved by his life through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That is, a hearer can be born of God and joined to the fellowship of Yahweh as members of the body of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 3 verses 5 to 7, Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 and 17, Genesis chapter 3 verses 5 and 6, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15, Luke chapter 19 verse 10, 1 John chapter 4 verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, Romans chapter 8 verse 29, John chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Romans chapter 5 verse 10, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. For further study, John chapter 3.